It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and what a joy it is to be able to share God's word with you today. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed." Now listen to these verses in one of the contemporary versions of the Bible that I really enjoy, called The Message. He says this, "Friends, when life gets really difficult, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. Instead, be glad that you are in the very thick of what Christ experienced. This is a spiritual refining process with glory just around the corner." How many times do we consider when things are really going bad and when life just seems to be hitting you hard, do we ever stop and think, God could be refining me? God could be taking me through this to make me a better person. I've often said that perhaps the greatest mystery in life is why bad things happen to good people. We question it. We tend to wonder, is God really in control in this point? But friend, He is. Don't jump to the conclusion that God has abandoned you just because things are not going like you had planned. God has a greater plan behind our problems. It's difficult to remember sometimes, and sometimes it is painful. But God is always there, according to Romans 8, working on our behalf to make sure everything works in accordance with His will. Sometimes those problems that we encounter can give us direction. Sometimes they can show us the way God wants to take us. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 30, in the NIV it says, "Blows and wounds cleanse away evil, and beatings purge the inmost being." I like the way the Good News Bible puts it. It says, "Sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways." Do you remember Saul of Tarsus in the Bible? Saul was persecuting Christians. Even when Stephen was martyred, they laid his clothes at the foot of a man named Saul. That was the same guy. And God had a plan for Saul's life. God was going to use him greatly, and sometimes God would change the name of a person when He was going to use them in a mighty way, so they would forget the old man and remember the new creation. Such was the case with Abraham. His name was Abram, but God changed his name to Abraham, the father of many. Such was the name with Jacob. He was supplanter or deceiver, and God changed his name to Israel. He was a prince of God. And so here, this was the case with Saul, Saul of Tarsus. God changed his name to Paul. And Paul was the great apostle who would end up writing 2/3 of our New Testament. God had a great plan for his life. God would touch him as he was on his way to Damascus. God would show him a blinding light, and Jesus would reveal himself to him and saying, "I'm Jesus that you're persecuting." For 3 days, Saul could not see, and he was blind because God wanted to change his direction, change him from being a persecutor of the church to being a pillar of the church and a leader in the church. See, sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways, to change our direction. Remember Jonah in the Bible? God called him to go to Nineveh because God had plans for this city. God wanted to do a great revival in Nineveh. So he's like, "Jonah, I want you to go here to Nineveh." And what does he do? He rebels against God. He gets on a ship going the opposite direction to Tarshish instead, which was due west. God had to redirect him. And he, you know the story, he gets swallowed by a whale and then spit up on the ground. But when he came out as a new person. Sometimes trials come our way and they envelop us. They swallow us because God wants to change our direction. God has a plan for our life. Paul told the Corinthians, he said, "I now rejoice, not that you were made sorrowful, but that you were made sorrowful to the point of repentance." You know what repentance is, friend? Repentance is changing your direction. It's changing your mind about sin. And then sometimes trials come into our life and problems come our way because God is testing us. Remember Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2, God told Israel this. He said, "And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." So sometimes when we're wandering around the wilderness, when our life seems to be taking a strange path, sometimes God is testing us. Someone once said, people are a lot like tea bags. You don't know what's in them until you drop them in hot water. Have you been dropped in hot water lately? I mean, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes a trial. And it blindsides you, and you go, where is God in all of this? Sometimes he's testing us, friend. So the children of Israel marched through the wilderness for 40 years on their way from Egypt to Israel. Did you know it only takes about 2 weeks to walk from Egypt to Israel? Why did it take them 40 years? Because God was testing them. Time and time again, he would say, one more lap around Mount Sinai. And they wandered for 40 years. You see, friend, they never passed the test. So they had to keep going around and around. Remember in our text today in 1 Peter, he said, don't be surprised at this painful trial as though something strange were happening to you. It's actually pretty common for Christians to go through trials. So sometimes when the trial comes, God is wanting us to change direction. He allows something to happen to get us out of our comfort zone, to change our direction. And then other times, he's just testing us. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, he says, in this, greatly rejoice, even though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Has God ever used a trial or a problem to test you? I'm sure he has. The question is, are we passing the test? Sometimes those trials can either be won or lost, or the test at least won or lost, by our attitude. What kind of attitude should we have when we're facing trials? Well, James talks about it in James chapter 1 and verse 2 and 3. He says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance is stickability. It's that tenacity that you just don't quit. See, so many times trials come our way to build our tenacity, to build our perseverance, to build our stickability, so that we're not quitters and we run the race with perseverance. Remember, Peter told us, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when these trials come our way, but sometimes it is surprising because most trials come unannounced. They come when we least likely expect them to come. So not only do trials come sometimes to get us to change our path or our direction, and sometimes they come just as a test, sometimes trials come our way to protect us. Now that's a new one, isn't it? You say, how could that possibly protect me, Pastor Keith? Sometimes it's a blessing in disguise. I read a story about a businessman who was asked to do some unethical things in his business practice for the company he worked for. And he was a Christian. He told him, no, I can't do this. And he was fired right on the spot. Now he was suffering. He's like, wow, how am I going to make a living for my family? But you know what, friend? It wasn't long until 2 weeks later, all the top management of that company were on the front page of a national newspaper, and they were sent to prison. You see, God was protecting him. He was looking out for him. What looked like it was a bad situation actually turned out for his good. I remember one time when I was touring years ago in my late teenage years. I remember doing a concert and a lady wanted to buy one of my records. It was back in the days where they had the big LPs, which have come back around again, strangely to say. But someone said, could you just wait for me while I run home and get the money, and I want to buy an album. And they went home, and I waited, and I waited, and finally they came, and I had to drive all night long to get to the next location. Do you know, when I got on the highway and got back on the interstate after leaving the concert that night, there was a horrible accident. And I remember thinking, wow, had I left when I was supposed to leave, I probably would have been involved in that accident. See, sometimes God uses a smaller problem to protect us from a bigger problem. He's looking out for us. A great example of that would be Joseph. Joseph's 11 brothers sold him into slavery, and he was mistreated. Then he went to Potiphar's house, and his wife lied about him, and he got thrown into prison. And then the butler and the baker forgot about Joseph. And Joseph was in prison, and he really had problems. But God was using it for a greater situation. Later, Joseph would come to the house of Pharaoh and become second in command in all of Egypt, and he would spare his family and Israel from the famine that was in the land. God has a way of protecting us. In Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20, Joseph said this to his brothers, "And as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive." See, though all of Joseph's problems that he went through seemed horrible at the time, God was actually protecting him. God was actually protecting his family from the devastation that would come from the famine that would come upon the land. Friend, you're going to be hurt in life. You can count on it. You're going to have people come against you, and it will feel like your world is falling apart at times. But I want you to know, God has a way of turning it around. God has a way of taking what was meant for our bad and turning it around for our good. Romans 8 and verse 28, "And we know in all things God works for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose." The fourth thing that problems and trials do in our life, friend, is sometimes they discipline us. Life is like a school, and problems are the curriculum of that school. David said this in Psalm 119, verse 67. He said, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word." Later in that same psalm, in verse 71, he says, "It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes." See, David saw that problems were just what he needed at that time. It caused him to learn something, as God was disciplining him. And David would later say in the book of Psalms 119 and verse 71, he said, "The punishment you gave me was the best thing that could have happened to me, for it taught me to pay attention to your laws. They are more valuable to me than millions in silver and gold." Wow. Now, I'm not telling you that all the trials come as discipline or punishment from God, but I'm saying sometimes when we're doing things wrong, and it opens the door for bad things to happen in our life, we have to stop and ask ourselves, "God, is this happening because of what I've done?" And then we change our ways. Now, in closing today, let me tell you the final thought about why God allows problems in our life. I believe that one of the biggest is this: problems can help us grow in our Christian walk. In Romans 5, verse 3 and 4, it says, "And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope." God uses problems to develop character in our lives. And sometimes we're like a diamond in the rough, and God takes us and he reshapes us by allowing trials and problems in our life. I don't know what you're going through today, friend, but I know this: God knows exactly what you're facing, and he has a plan for your life. Turn to him today and call on him and ask him, say, "God, take what's going on in my life and turn it around for your good." Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil, my friend. Walk in grace today. God loves you with an everlasting love.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.